Our Sabetha Locker Room Chat continues here tonight on KNCA. Brandon Tamman with you. Our Sabetha Locker Room Chat brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. As we get you caught up on the Blue Jays boys basketball team, and it's business as usual for the 3A number one ranked team. Sabetha now 18-0 after their win on a Tuesday night at home against a very good Perry LeCompton team. They had to hold off the cause 61-54. Blue Jays got out to a really good start, led it by 10 in the first quarter. Perry LeCompton came back, took a two-point lead into the half. Blue Jays were held to just 4 points in the second quarter, but they hung up 19 in the third, took another good-sized lead into the fourth quarter. Cost kept it interesting, but Sabetha made enough plays on both ends of the floor, made some free throws as well, hold on to win it 61-54, now 18-0. 12-0 in league play. Sabetha now the Big 7 league champs. They will play at Holton on Friday night. Now, the Wildcats need a little bit of help. They need to win their next two games, obviously beat Sabetha on Friday night, and then they would need Sabetha to drop their final game next week at home against Hiawatha. There could be a potential tie between Holton and Sabetha for the Big 7 League title, but right now Sabetha has clinched their share and just one more win in their final two. Regardless, whether it's against Holton on Friday or Hiawatha on Tuesday, Blue Jays would then win it outright this season. Also, one win would mean a number one seed in their Marysville sub-state. Marysville, two games back at 16-2 of the 18-0 Blue Jays, but again, just one win for Sabetha in the next two. They will lock up that number one seed, looking like they would get a first-round matchup with Minneapolis. Could be a scenario where they might get Hiawatha, but either way, it would be against one of those two teams in the first round of sub-state. But again, business as usual for Sabetha, 18-0, still number one in 3A. They will go to Holton on Friday and then close out the regular season next Tuesday at home against Hiawatha. Step aside for another timeout. We'll have more right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.